Welcome to the Healing Mental Illness Podcast. Today, I'd like to talk about what mental illness is, because for me, it took a while before I was able to recognize that I actually had a mental illness. You know, my symptoms appeared very real to me. And while I knew something wasn't right in my life, I didn't actually think that I had a mental illness because I still felt like myself inside. My inner awareness felt the same as I do now and as I did in high school and my whole life. So I thought it was situational. I thought there were other factors that were causing an imbalance, but I didn't actually recognize it as an illness. So I just want to talk a little bit about that. It took about, from the time I was diagnosed, a couple of years. I would say my first major relapse was 2 years after I was diagnosed. And I didn't really recognize what I was going through as an illness until my relapse, because I tried everything in my power to maintain a healthy life, healthy eating, exercise, socialization, working, everything I could possibly do. And I still had a major relapse. So one thing I wanted to mention, when my symptoms were first starting, so in the early beginning of my symptoms, there were a couple of people who told me that I had mental illness. There was one person who I didn't really know, actually, who suggested it. And I just, for me personally, that wasn't really an effective way to help me. All that did was anger me, and it felt kind of like a violation. And I just don't think it's really good to be questioning another person's mental health in general. But, you know, obviously I was having difficulty and people cared and, you know, were trying to help. But for me, I really had to come to that realization on my own. I imagine it's kind of similar to, you know, I heard in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, people have to really accept that they have an addiction on their own. You can't really tell them that. And it kind of felt like that for me, similarly. And what brought me to that realization was distinguishing between symptoms and functionality. Symptoms, to me, you know, whether or not they were real, they felt very real. They were as real as any other experiences in my life. But whether or not they were real wasn't really important to me. And whether or not other people thought they were real wasn't really important to me. I knew they felt real to me. I didn't really care if other people thought they were real or not. But that wasn't really the issue. The issue, because I had known people or heard of people who had similar type symptoms or thinking or odd beliefs who did not have a mental illness. You know, there are people who you know, there are people who are psychics and, you know, can see or talk to spirits. There are people who, you know, believe in UFOs. There are whole groups of ufologists and people who go to conferences to study UFOs. So there are people who publish books and lecture on these topics. So, you know, there are a whole range of beliefs that aren't necessarily mainstream, that most people might consider not true, and these people are living successful lives. So it wasn't really about the symptoms for me. What I realized when I accepted that I had an illness was after I had given everything I had to try to stay well, and I landed back up on the seventh floor in the hospital, I realized my illness was my inability to function in my life. That was what the illness was. The symptoms were just symptoms. And when I made that shift, just in understanding, everything changed because I was able to have acceptance around it, which was actually very freeing. And by accepting my situation and the illness, I was able to then move forward. Once I accepted I had an illness, I made up my mind that I was going to get better. I was going to heal from it. I was going to do what I had to do to move forward in my life. And, you know, I wasn't going to I wasn't going to limit my options for getting better. So, you know, medication was always a tough one for me. I don't necessarily believe it's the best solution in many cases, but I was gonna utilize the resources I had, which I felt were few and far between. So I was gonna, if I had to take medication to function enough to be able to get a job, to be able to move somewhere, improve my life, just take steps in the right direction, I was gonna do it, and I was gonna get strong enough and healthy enough to, you know, move forward and leave this illness in the dust. So that was just, it was a really a shift in my thinking, my ability to accept my situation so that I could move forward. It took a lot of weight off, and just brought some clarity around the whole thing. So, you know, whether you have schizoaffective disorder like I did, or schizophrenia or bipolar or depression or whatever, it's just something to think about. You know, just an insight that I learned from my experience that helped me. And you know, it's not easy. I know the challenges. I know what it's like to have people question, you know, myself, because, you know, when people question mental health, you know, people, it feels like they're questioning you. Like that's who you are, because we identify with our minds. We think that's who we are. We think we are our thoughts. So when people say, oh, well, your mind, your thoughts are sick, it's almost like it feels like they're saying it's you. When, you know, I do not feel like that was me. Like I said earlier, I felt like I was, I felt the same inside. I was still me inside. And the symptoms, my inability to function, my thoughts, delusional thoughts, you know, psychotic experiences I was having, that was not me, for sure. So just an important distinction to make. And I hope that helps you on your journey. I wish you well. God bless you.